The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews Total Bellas edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we are back with episode 3 of Total Bellas, and, well, we're just going to call this Nikki's mid-30s crisis. Is that an accurate description?
That's an accurate description, one, and two, this is the episode that drove me insane.
Yeah, he yelled at it
a lot.
Me, not so much.
Pretty much, that's how it's going to go, so let's get into it.
Alrighty, well, Bree, coming off last episode, has accepted that Nikki is moving to L.A. She's fine with it, and so Bree and Brian meet with Nikki in, I'm guessing, San Diego, and they bring her a housewarming gift in the form of a cactus, and, you know, Nikki asks if it's because Bree is a prickly little bitch. And then Brian's like, no, he's the shaft and Bree is the prickly part. Because, of course, Brian is the shaft.
And Brian, when he said the word shaft, started breaking out laughing. It was so funny.
Because he's 12.
He's 12. And she's like, Brian!
And so, well, this is where things get awkward because Nikki basically says, well, after much consideration and two nightmares, which she took as a sign, she's not moving to LA. She's instead going to stay in San Diego, find an Airbnb for right now, and then eventually rent a house. Go.
What was the point previous episode where she spent an entire time making a big fuss that she was moving to LA? Now she's not moving to LA. Why aren't you moving to LA? Nikki, is it because of a freaking nightmare? Oh no! Why do we have to sit through an episode of you deciding, oh yeah, I'm moving to LA, to not move to LA? What was... You wasted my time!
So we don't get to see the fabulous LA house, because we get to see the fabulous, San Diego house that she's going to rent, which comes later in the episode. But yeah, so Bree is very, very happy and relieved that Nikki is staying in San Diego. It makes things easier on everybody if she stays there. So Bree's fine with it. We then cut to Nikki driving a red Ferrari.
Okay. There's slow motion shots of her driving and getting out of the Ferrari and standing by the Ferrari before going into the office. Like, she's all perfectly made up and ready to go, and you get all the she's doing, pushing her hair to the side and all that. It's waving in the air. And, oh my god. Keep going.
So I guess this is the point where I say she didn't get to keep the Range Rover?
Well, I guess not. But a Range Rover is not a single person's car. A Ferrari means I'm single and ready to mingle.
Especially cherry red and a convertible.
I mean, just you're in California. I mean, you know, that's the car to have.
And last I checked, they let you test drive a car, unless you got this through like Carvana. Mm-hmm. They don't let you test drive it and drive it around town. Typically, they let you test drive it, and somebody's with you. So you have to, put down a sizable deposit for her to be able to drive that thing around.
The show, the deposit, and hey, a free mention about the Ferrari on television.
Ding!
Product placement.
So Bree basically thinks Nikki is acting like a man because she's got the flashy car and she wants to party, she's ready to mingle, and there's mentions of her, you know, going to bars and wanting to smoke cigars and all this other stuff. So yeah, basically, Nikki is acting like a guy post-breakup. And Nikki's joking, well, she's going to get her a young 20-something to buy things for. And Bree's like, ew. Anyway, we're back in the ring. The Bellas are back on the road together. We're preparing for the house show because they're back on the road after 3 years. We see them talking to Alexa. They're mingling with everybody. I'm going to let you go from here.
They start talking about their entrance and wanting to do the flips and everything. And then, you know, they're in the ring. They're wrestling and all the wrestling riot squad. And then you're showing crowd shots of in the arena where it's all dark and everything. And then mysteriously, there are shots of the crowd with red lighting on them. And then blue lighting on them in bigger arenas. Can we stop with fake crowd shots? You can use the ones that are realistic to the scene you are shooting, not fake crowd shots from Monday Night Raw and SmackDown and saying it's a house show.
Feel better? So then we go back to San Diego and we see Nikki checking in on her rental. It's on the beach, and as they're waiting outside for the realtor, people already know who she is, who they are. Because, you know, standing there with a camera crew is totally inconspicuous.
Doesn't draw any attention whatsoever.
So Mama Bella basically doesn't like all the attention that Nikki is getting.
And we'll get more to that in a bit because, well, she decides to bring some security measures later.
In a big, big, big way.
Now we're driving in a car.
It's Nikki and Bree, and she's talking about how weird it is.
Was it Nikki and her mom? Yeah, it was Nikki and her mom.
Okay. It was Nikki and Mama Bella. And basically they're talking about how, you know, Nikki's now the single one. And there was something mentioned about her boobs being not seen by anybody but John. So now, you know.
By her ex. Never said the word John because John doesn't exist. Remember this.
Her ex in right. quotations.
I will give you the quote. Now being the single one, no one has seen my fake boobs naked. Then her mom pointed out, I've seen them naked. Okay, you've seen them naked. The locker room has seen them naked. But I'm talking about a man. But her quote was, now being the single one, no one has seen my fake boobs naked. Okay. Keep going.
I didn't realize. Moving on.
We learned that she's reached out to Artem.
That they had really great chemistry, that they got to spend, you know, lots of time together, and so she wants to reconnect with him. Okay. All right.
And then she brings up needing new panties. Because she needs to go panty shopping. Because she shared those with someone. Now she needs to start fresh.
I just had to shake my head at that. I really did. I was just like, you have to do what?
Oh, Nikki.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to go with you on this one because...
Let's keep going.
Yeah. So anyway, moving on from that, we find out that the rental is $20,000 a month.
Yep.
$20,000 a month. Okay. For what she's paying in a month, because we're not, and granted, we don't know how long she's going to be staying, but for $20,000 a month, you could get yourself a really, really nice house, especially for a year.
But not on the beach. Not on the beach.
Does it have to be on the beach?
She's single and want to mingle on the beach. You know, in August, you want to be single and mingle on the beach in August.
No, I don't.
Prime summertime.
No, I don't.
In San Diego. Come on now. You know. That's how the cool people run these days. Beachfront property? Come on.
I can't afford beachfront property. I'm poor.
So am I, but still, that's what they want.
For $20,000 a month, again, she could find a really nice house for $20,000 a month. Now, Bree kind of gives her crap for this.
Yeah, because she realizes it's the same thing.
It's a lot of money, and she's concerned with how much money Nikki is spending.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where I have to point something out, which I'm sure doesn't need to be explained to Bree, but I'm going to say it anyway. So, Nikki has lived in the literal lap of luxury for the past 6 years. She has a certain expectation and a certain lifestyle in terms of how she's supposed to live. And, well, she's not gonna get a $500 crappy singles apartment. Because she and the ex have parted ways. So there is that. I'd just like to point that out, is that she's not going to get a crappy rental. She is going to get a nice rental. Because she has a certain expectation. Nikki Bella has standards in terms of how she wants to live. You can really stop making that noise. I get it from her perspective of... Yeah, she's single. She wants to mingle, for sure. But at the same time, she has a certain standard of living that she wants to keep.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
So.
Now we're having drinks by the beach with the twins and the mother. And, well, one thing or the other, is talking about boating on the beach and how Nikki doesn't want to do it. And Bree apparently lost her virginity while being at the beach and... Bella didn't want to hear anything about sand and vagina or losing virginity at a beach.
Can you blame her?
Nope, I don't blame her. Don't blame her at all. But that was an awkward conversation on an awkward show.
I'm glad to finally know how Brie Bella lost her virginity. That was just a little awkward.
We know where she bang for the first time.
I say bang, bang, bangity, bang. So, yeah. So, there was... This was just kind of like an awkward show because there was just like randomness. But then we cut to
family life.
Family life. After Brie Bella loses her virginity on the beach, we cut to her and Birdie and Brian having nice domestic bliss, where essentially Brie is worried about Birdie.
Mm-hmm.
She's worried about Birdie having abandonment issues because, you know, Brie and Brian, they're leaving for 10 weeks to go work together, and they have to naturally leave Birdie because Brie's working both shows. So it's creating some awkwardness there, you know, where they're just worried about her, right?
Yeah.
And naturally, because that's their daughter. You know, they want to make sure that they're doing what they should be doing as parents, as opposed to just, you know, abandoning her, which they don't want to do, by the way. Should totally add that.
They don't. And Brie feels guilty of this. So what does she do? She buys a gift.
A ginormous teddy bear.
A big ass teddy bear that scares the crap out of Birdie.
Yeah, Birdie's like, take it away!
And Daniel Bryan picks up the bear, tosses it out the door, and goes, see, Birdie, I'll always protect you.
Daddy loves you. And Brie looks at Brian like, I'm going to smack you in your face. She's like, you
son of a bitch.
You asshole. I feel like that's what that was.
That was pretty much it. Yep.
It's like, you asshole.
So then we spent time with Nikki and Brie at a cigar bar with hairdressers.
Because why the hell not?
Why not? Sure. And how Nikki now wants to live it up being single. Again, maybe get a tattoo, all those fun single life things.
Well, there's nothing wrong with her wanting to get a tattoo. She has tattoos.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. Just that's what the segment was. There really wasn't much to it other than cigars and drinking and tattoos.
Well, this leads to nervousness with Brie because Brie is again noticing the behavior and she's just very concerned about her sister's overall activities and the way that she's acting. Mm-hmm. You know, because again, she doesn't want Nikki to make any poor choices.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want her to make, she also wants her to make good choices. And again, basically the message is Nikki wants to live it up. Nikki has been in a relationship for 6 years. She's now moved on from it. So she's good. She's in a happy place. But she wants to have fun with her life. That's what she wants to do. She's 35. She's rich. And she just wants to have a good time. Or no, she's 33, and she's rich, and she wants to have a good time. That's all this is.
Yeah, and we'll get more into that in a bit.
So, up next, we're having a block party.
No, before the block party, they meet with the child development specialist.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which, they learn that it's good that they feel attached to a child, means like the child cares and stuff. That's basically what it said. It's like, you're not abandoning the child. It's all right. Birdie will be okay.
Birdie will be fine. Birdie will live.
It's your panic, not hers.
Yeah. She's good.
She's good.
Which I felt like it was important for them to say that because it's like, yeah, she's good. She's fine.
Right. And if you teach your child, especially at a young age, this is what happens. Will the child cry and stuff? Yes. But the child eventually gets over it. And so
yeah.
Parents leave. They have to work. So the child, whether it's they go away for a day or two because their job takes them elsewhere, or if they're just gone for 8 hours, the child still will feel abandoned for a few hours no matter what. If you know that you return at some point, the child is fine by it. If the child can see you, especially now in 2019 with technology that you can show them the phone, children are fine.
Here's the thing. She's what? One?
Yeah, a little bit over one.
She's really not going to remember it.
No, she won't remember it, but she'll take notice of it.
She'll take notice of it, but it's like she's not going to sit there and she's not going to remember this. That's the whole point, is it's like she's good as she is. She's fine. Right. She'll be fine.
Especially in an 8-week period, she's fine.
Yeah, she'll live. So, yeah. So there's that. So there's parenting with the Danielsons.
And now here's parenting with Mama Bella to make the beach house safe.
So we have baseball bats.
Flashlights. Things that can detect the DNA.
Tasers.
A glitter stun gun. Which Mama Bella said, you cannot use on Brie.
And Nikki looked highly disappointed by that. I honestly don't blame her.
Yeah. So, basically, Nikki doesn't want any of this crap, and she hides all the crap before the party.
Yeah, because she's having a block party. And again, Mama Bella is just trying to protect her daughter, because she's worried about her daughter.
Yeah.
So she's just trying to be a good mother and look out for her child. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
But Nikki's not having any of it. Nikki's like, I want to make friends. I want to get to know people. Because one of the best things is that she's, like, showing off all the stuff to Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
she's like, well, there's this letter that showed up. And so they break out the letter and they're looking at it. It's from the realtor. Because they think it's from a stalker. Because Nikki's like, oh, I used to get those all the time back in Tampa. And Mama Bella's like, see, it's a problem. And then they open the letter and it's like, it's from this person. It's from the realtor person. And it's like, oh, that's super duper awkward. So, yeah, it's like Mama Bella's just trying to look out for her baby. But it's like, I think she's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Call it a crazy hunch on my part. But I think Nikki's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Now we're back with the Dandersons. As Bree is packing, Bertie's unpacking, taking out all the shoes.
Which was so cute.
And they tried to prepare her for bed when it's bright outside. How's that bedtime? Can anyone explain that to me? When it's probably like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, how's that bedtime?
Well, it depends on what time you put your child to bed.
No, you don't put your child to bed at 4 p.m.
Some people do.
Because then your child's up at 2 a.m. Do you really want to be up at 2 a.m. with your child?
Maybe they do. Huh?
Well, they won't care because they were leaving, so it doesn't really matter. But you can at least film the scene when it's dark out.
Do you feel better?
Yes. I have pet peeves sometimes about TV shows, and this is one of them. If you're going to film a scene, make sure it's proper lighting. It's not that hard. Wait 2 hours.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, I feel better now.
Okay. Just making sure. So, all right. Now is the time for the block party?
No, we're back on the road at SmackDown Live.
God damn it, I just want to party. Can I just party, please?
No. SmackDown, Bree and Daniel are working together for the first time together, wrestling together, in quotations, since 2010. I don't remember them ever wrestling together in 2010. Nikki managed him for a little bit, and we're kissing him all the time before they start dating, which is really awkward when you think about it now. She learns how to punch. Because tonight, she was punching Miz in the face for a big return to SmackDown.
Shouldn't she already know how to punch someone?
She was a forearm person. Remember that? She used to be a forearm person. I don't... Anyway.
I'm asking the question, shouldn't she already know how to punch somebody?
Lindsay.
What?
It's block party time.
Yeah! It's block party time! Woohoo!
Talk about it.
Alright, so basically Nikki has set up a block party for her brand new beach friends. Everybody's out, they're having a good time, people are showing up. Mama Bella and Brie are freaking out because it's like Nikki has invited all these people that they don't know. And they're like, well, shouldn't you be taking care of your guests? And she's like, why? And they're like, well, it's kind of important that you take care of your guests, right? She's like, I don't know, maybe, maybe not. Like, she's really not interested in playing hostess. She's really more interested in having a good time and partying.
She just lets random people grill at her house. Okay. It's weird. The whole thing was weird. Lots of drinking. Looked like she was having a good time. And Brie at one point said, hey, random people just walked in. Did you invite them? Go get them a drink. Brie's like, no. Then she yells at her mother to do it. Her mother was ignoring her. So Brie eventually did it. Nikki just wanted to have a good time.
Nikki just wants to party. I think this is, again, part of her healing process to get over the quote-unquote ex, since he doesn't have a name anymore, and just move on with her life. Like, I think she just wants to have fun. She just really wants to have a good time. And that's where she's sort of at with it.
So all the friends gather around the water, and Breeze throws out a scenario, and Nikki sort of admits, yeah, she's not having a midlife crisis. She's having a quarterly life crisis.
Which is not entirely the same thing.
It is. It's just young. You're just younger when you're doing it. And she admits she's now free and she doesn't have to live within the standard of rules.
Bum, 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 bum. There it is. Right there.
Someone had to put her on a chain and now she's unchained. She's off the hook.
Basically, she doesn't have to live up to the expectation of being Mrs. Cena. Now she can be Nikki Bella again.
She doesn't have to abide by the hustle, loyalty, and respect rules.
So she's going to have a good time. She's going to drink. She's going to party. She's going to find herself, which is really the whole point of this endeavor is, you know, again, for her to find herself.
Yep.
And so that's what she's going to do. And I can't blame her. I mean, go Nikki.
So we go back. Everyone's partying. They want Brie to do a cake stand. So we had a Brie mode. Or Brie mode cake stand. We had a
Mom still got it.
Mama Bella cake stand and a Nikki cake stand, which she was afraid her boobs would pop out at one point.
That's a legitimate concern.
And then we have the cliffhanger.
Oh, boom, boom, boom.
Nikki and Artem sit down and meet for lunch. She now admits she's single.
I'm ready to mingle.
Cliffhanger! And that's our show.
I have to say this, and I'm going to sound like really, really wrong for saying this, so I do apologize. The whole Artem thing just has me a little, I don't know, suspect, all things considered. If you really think about it and look at it, it's like,
Okay, in the teaser, she admits how it can look. Like, she's aware.
Yeah, which is it's good. Like, okay, all right, gonna give you the benefit of the doubt on this one, but looks a little fishy.
It does.
At least she understands how it looks.
Yeah.
Because I mean, again, it's like I said, it was gonna sound really bitchy, but it's like, it just, when it, especially when it first came out, because this came out a couple weeks ago that they were quasi seeing each other, it's kind of like, that sounds a little, I don't know, fishy, because fishy's the right word for that. Because it does. It's like, I just don't know about that. So it's good that she at least acknowledges it, because then she can be like, yeah, so it's not this at all. It's something completely different, which is good.
Yeah. So that's our episode?
That's our episode. So another quasi uneventful episode, which is good.
Yeah, fun. It was exciting and frustrating all at the same time. But hey, remember, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's Rock Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And it's Twitch.tv/WTR Live.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LANSWRD. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rock Extra Reviews Total Bellas edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back next week with episode 4. Till then, bye!